Three simple tips to help you develop your intuition more fully. Plus, at the end, I will share another bonus tip. Welcome back to Raise Your Vibe and Heal. My name is Lisa Snyder, and my purpose with these podcasts is to help you clear whatever vibrational frequencies need to be cleared so it's easier for you to connect with your higher self, your own intuition and inner wisdom. By clearing your vibrational frequencies, by stepping into your power and learning spiritual tips, we are able to help raise the vibrational frequency for the collective. So thank you for joining me here today. Tip number one, relax. Don't worry. Even the most successful psychic mediums, the ones that you may see on TV or on social media who have a bazillion followers, who appear to have it all figured out, are not going to be 100% accurate. Why? Because we still have this human experience. Now, some are going to be more accurate than others, and it comes down to a couple things. It might be the day that they're having. It could be how much experience they have. It could be their ethics. It could be simply, is it a match with your frequency? There's a lot of variables that will go into play when you get a reading with somebody. So when you start to tap into your intuition, and I'm not even saying that you're going to be a psychic medium, perhaps you will be, but when you start to get your information, you're not going to be 100% accurate. So breathe, relax, it's okay. Nobody is going to get it perfect, and that's okay. For some reason, we've gotten the impression that it's wrong to be in our imagination and our creativity. There's so many people who say, oh, I just made that up. There's no way I could have known that. What about the times when you have thought of somebody? This is a common example. And the next thing you know, they're texting you, they're calling you, they're emailing you. Is that a coincidence? No. You happen to be on the same frequency. Or how about you keep getting the same message over and over and over again? It's something like an angel number, or it's a book that you keep hearing about, or a teacher you keep hearing about. That's the way our intuition works. It's however the information can easiest get to us. And when we dismiss things as, oh, that's just a coincidence, or I'm just making that up, we're closing off an opportunity for us to tap into our own intuition with our higher self. So it's okay to play around in the land of creativity. In fact, I encourage you to do so. My background's in engineering, and the minute that I gave myself permission to just relax and play, nobody's going to lose their life because you got something wrong. You're not going to fail a quiz of life because you didn't get exactly all the answers that you expected. It's about playing and allowing this creative energy to express through us. So play with it. Have creativity. Step out of the thinking brain, which oftentimes can be guided by ego, and switch into that, isn't that interesting, space. Again, remember, no psychic medium is ever 100% accurate because we still have these human filters. With that in mind, I encourage you to breathe, get centered, and relax. Then very gently ask for the information to come forward, and then journal and see what you get. And don't worry. If you think you're making it up, great. If that helps you, just be like, you know what, I'm making this up. I'm just going to write this story. With the journaling, you may start to see, oh, wait a second, I'm not making this up. You're learning how to discern the information. I've heard this said by others, and I like to say this myself. It's not like we have a big booming voice in our head saying, Lisa, this is the information. Often it's what a friend of mine says, it's a thought drop. For example, this past Christmas, I was walking through my kitchen and in my head, I heard, get your podcast trademark. Guess what? I was not even thinking about the podcast. I not even thought about trademarking it. And I remember thinking, oh, that's a good idea. That's the way the information can come in. It can be very, very subtle like that. So relax, get centered, breathe, and just start journaling. And if you have a friend that gives you permission to practice with them, see what kind of information you can get for them. Now, ethics are very important. If you want to practice with somebody or a friend, please make sure you get their permission first, because even if they don't know it, guess what? You know, your higher self knows, and source knows. Tip number two, connect with your guidance team more intentionally. Our guidance team loves us so much, and they are waiting to help us, and they will not go against free will. But when you invite your guidance team in, when you ask them for specific assistance, when you show gratitude and appreciation and love, and just honor and acknowledge their presence, it really strengthens the connection. For years, the fact that I could interact and communicate with my guidance team more specifically, that thought had never crossed my mind. When you intentionally connect with your guidance team, it could be simply a matter of waking up in the morning and saying, thank you, Source. Thank you, team. Thank you, angels. Thank you for all the guidance. I appreciate you so much. You know how when you screw in a light bulb, and if it's not screwed in completely, it might flicker? That's what they're showing me right now. As you screw in that light bulb, as you make that intentional connection with them, it makes it so much easier for that information to flow. You've heard the expression, no man is an island. It's really about community. And even when you have moments where you feel like you're all by yourself, I've had that myself, especially when I was going through my divorce, I felt like it was all alone. But we have to remember, our guides and our angels are always with us. They can be our sense of community. Well, they are always our sense of community, regardless of what's happening within our human experience. When we connect with our guidance team and we're first learning how to communicate with them, it's like driving. We learn the rules of the road, and eventually we know what the signs mean. We can look at a stop sign without reading the word stop, and because of the shape and the color, we know what that means. When you hear a psychic medium speak of a library of symbols, then what happens is the more you associate that symbol with something, your spirit team knows that. So as you develop your abilities, your intuition, you may get a flash or a thought of a symbol that has meaning for you. When I see 777, I always think of abundance financially. Now, don't think that's technically what that number completely means, but my team knows that when that number comes around, that's a sign of, Lisa, relax, the abundance is there, it's coming forward, you're just freaking out a little bit. And that is because I associate that number with that meaning. So as you develop your own personal library of symbols, and that's where the journaling can come in handy, your spirit team is able to communicate with you easier. When I'm working with clients or working on my lives on the TikTok platform lately, I will literally get a symbol that pops into my head, and I know how to communicate that very quickly. Just like when we see a stop sign, we know immediately what that symbol represents. So I encourage you to make an intentional connection with your team. Ask your team to step in and help. Express gratitude. Talking with them strengthens that connection, just like you strengthen your connection with your friends. The final thing that your team wants to remind you, they are not above you. Sometimes we will give our power away and think our guides, our angels, ascended master teachers are so much better than us. And what they really want to stress with you is they are not. They may have more experience, they may have more objectivity, but when it comes to spirit, we are equal. So please do not put them on a pedestal. Think of them as a friend. Think of them as a wonderful advisor who truly always has your best interest at heart without the human drama and without the human ego. Tip number three, ask for signs. Oftentimes it shows up as feathers, coins, may show up as a bird, an animal, or have you ever noticed when the time on the clock always seems to be the same time whenever you look at it, such as 11:11 or 3:33? That's because your team knows what you are aware of, knows what you're paying attention to, and they will use, again, what we referenced earlier, that library of symbols. This helps with our belief system. When we start to get evidence and proof that we are on track, this helps us strengthen that connection. It allows us to quit worrying about, am I making this up? Is this really real? I remember in the early days, well, this would be coming up on 9 years now, when I first started smelling bonfire smoke in the weirdest places, like watching my daughter play volleyball in a gymnasium, or I was driving in a snowstorm and I could smell smoke, things that nobody else could smell. But I still kept asking, can you smell that? Can you smell that? And my family kept saying, no, Mom, that's just you. Well, I do know now that is a psychic sense of smell called clairalience. But it took repetition. It took me to really understand that that was one way that my team was communicating with me. Now when I smell it, it's pretty rare when I'll ask my family if they can smell what I smell. One of my very favorite places to ask for a sign is when I'm on my nature walk. When we are in nature, we are surrounded by trees, and they don't worry about how to grow and how to be. They just are. And they are energetically wired to help us to release those frequencies, EMFs, those energies down to Mother Earth so that those energies can be transmuted. When we are on walks without the headphones, we are able to be in the present moment. Oftentimes, when I'm on my nature walks, people are missing deer, birds, bald eagles, because they're so involved with their phones and just missing the beautiful experiences that are around them. Be very mindful and be very present. Another tip, if you're unable to get your bare feet on the ground immediately for grounding, again, to discharge the frequencies from, say, technology, EMFs, just leaning up against a tree can be very helpful. Ask for permission and thank the tree, just like you would thank Mother Earth for helping to take care of our physical body. Please remember, it's just as important to nourish and take care of this physical body as it is to honor the spiritual nature of who we are. And now for a bonus tip. Tip number 4, step out of your comfort zone. Ooh, this was a big one for me. For this woman who went to college for engineering, she would have never imagined years later she would be doing this today, talking with you on a podcast about all these different topics. Certainly could never have conceived that I'd be connecting with spirit in the way that I am. But some of the things you may want to consider trying are playing around with oracle cards. Pull them for yourself. Find a deck that resonates with you. I remember the very first time I got a deck of cards. It was a Psychic Tarot deck by John Holland. Love that deck. Went to Sedona to meet up with a friend of mine who was a psychic, and I thought she was going to teach me how to read the cards. Nope. She just said, all right, spread the cards and tell me what you get. It's literally the way it works. Ultimately, it's your connection. You're willing to be open. You're willing to try some different things and step out of your comfort zone. You may want to keep a journal for automatic writing. Just sit down, get centered, balanced, and nice and calm when you're in a space where you won't be interrupted. Just see what flows through your pen. It may not be anything at first, but you may discover that over time you're receiving messages from your higher self or your guidance team. When you do the journaling, when you do the cards, whatever it is, it is a tool to help you access your higher self and your guidance team. My number one tip here is that before you do any of these activities, be very specific with your intention. Set the intention to connect with your highest self and the highest vibrational frequency of love and light, and the rest will take care of itself. Finally, as you are developing your intuition, you may find that there are people in your life that may or may not still resonate with who you are and what you're doing. Only you can decide what your boundaries are. Only you can decide what your higher self wants you to do. What is it that your soul is longing for you to do? Sometimes people are in our lives for a lifetime, sometimes a season, and sometimes a chapter. I can look at my own life and I see 3 major chapters. The first was being raised by my biological family up through the age of 30 until I started my second chapter, which was marriage and raising 2 children, deepening my spirituality and opening up to a brand new world. And my third chapter, which just started in my late 50s, dealt with redefining my life, starting over as a single woman, and moving 1,200 miles away and opening up to spirit in a way that would not have been possible had I had stayed in a relationship and a situation that was no longer in alignment with my higher self. In no way am I suggesting that you need to leave relationships, but I do encourage you to really connect with your higher self. What resonates with you? What feels right to you? When you come from heart center, you will truly be guided. Do all the normal things. Seek out the help that you need, the guidance that you need, the friends and the family who can truly give you some great support. But ultimately, this is your life. This is your journey, and this is your path. As you deepen your intuition, you're deepening your connection with your highest self. As you do your own inner work, you are truly helping to heal the collective. If you like this content, please like, subscribe, and follow this podcast. And until next time, we are fully supported, we are fully protected, and we are fully loved. Thank you so much. Love and blessings.